Good morning, everyone. Today I'm happy to talk a bit about a chart for most of us that has become a very familiar part of our altar. For those who are new to the teachings of the Ascended Masters, this is one of our most important focuses, graphics, paintings, whatever you desire to call it. It's our Buddha nature chart. In the mid-1990s, I was invited to a retreat with the rest of a board that I served on in the Summit Lighthouse to Boulder Creek, California, beautiful area. And this was the campus of HeartMath Institute. While I was there, I met a gentleman who was sharing with me a little bit of background about the creator of HeartMath. And to give you a little update on HeartMath, if this is a new name to you, HeartMath, this institute continues to thrive. It has helped corporations, schools, families, young people to deal with stress. I would say hundreds of thousands of different organizations have been assisted, as well as individuals, by the work of Dr. Lou Childrey. This man, who had no theological training formally, spent some years in research. He researched the different religions that he was drawn to, I'm sure the major ones and probably more. And I found out from the gentleman I was speaking to during our weekend there in Boulder that Doc meditated in front of a version of the chart, the Summit Lighthouse version, the chart of our real self, it was called, for hours into the night. And this kind of dedication and meditation brought forth a teaching that was free of any religious jargon and yet taught people really how to connect with their reality. So this was very exciting to hear how much the chart, this picture that is the depiction of who we really are, impressed Dr. Lou Childrey, who went on to do some incredible, beautiful work to assist many, many people. You can still go on his website or the website of his organization, heartmath.com. They are thriving and continuing to help many. Also in the 1990s, a person that was new to the activity, Virginia, told me of an experience that she had. In fact, she called me at 10:30 at night after we both had left a St. Germain service, and just overflowing with the amazement of what she had experienced. She said, "Carol, I was giving my decrees during the service and looking at the chart, this beautiful large chart that was on the altar. It must have been 4 feet tall. And all of a sudden, the chart came alive. The colorings were scintillating and vibrating. They were no longer stationary. They were moving. And especially, I was drawn to the middle figure. As I noticed, I could see beyond the middle figure. It was like when you have two mirrors facing each other and you stand there, you can see yourself and then see yourself again and again and again, multiplied many times into infinity. And that's what I saw. It was like looking upon Christ, upon Christ, upon Christ. It was such an amazing experience." She said every part of the chart was alive. And I'm just so grateful for having had this experience. So she talked to me a little bit about that, and she said, "Now I can go to sleep." And I was just so grateful for the sharing of that beautiful experience this new person had with the chart of the presence. wow. This chart, an artist's depiction, the best any artist can do in two-dimensional form to explain to us a concept that is beyond dimension, I am so grateful for. As I have meditated upon the chart through the years, I know there is so much more there than I've come to understand thus far. I'm grateful for the teachings of El Morya that are transcribed and on our website. One of his messages in 2008, you can find under teachings and blogs on our menu bar. A drop down will give you the choice of ascended masters, and then another one, El Morya's bio key teachings. And you'll see several messages that were his offering of key teachings of the ascended masters. This one entitled Who is God is pure poetry. El Morya describes in metaphor what and who God is. So I encourage you, if you've not read it or if you haven't read it in a while, to take a look at it sometime this week. One of the statements from that message, I just love. It's so simple and beautiful. El Morya says, God is the heart of the matter and what really matters within each heart. So as we look at this chart, we realize it's an artist-inspired attempt to paint God as God is alive in us, the creation, embodying here on earth. You'll also find, for sharing with others, or if you've never really investigated this picture before, this painting, also under teachings and blogs, foundational teachings, a page that has a picture of your Buddha nature chart and a brief explanation of it. One of the things that explanation says is that it is a blueprint of who we really are. Well, let's take a look at it. Looking from bottom to top, that bottom figure in our chart we see seated in a lotus position is representative of who we are as we're evolving on earth. And by God's grace, because of the great gift of Saint Germain, we are evolving, if we desire, bathed in the atmosphere of mercy and forgiveness. And that's why we see that coloration around this bottom figure. It seems as if we're just drenched, if we desire, in this violet flame. And I believe that the violet flame and all color rays, as they emanate into the physical form and physical matter, are specific characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when we talk to others about the flames and the rays, it can seem quite mechanical. And I certainly do not want to share the beauty of the conscious flames in that manner. And I always bring in the fact that it's all the Holy Spirit. It is consciousness, loving consciousness, that surrounds us here on earth. The minute it hits matter, it is the Spirit of God around us and in us. So that bottom figure is us, filled with the Holy Spirit in its aspect of mercy. And the way of mercy has been the way of the saints even before Saint Germain introduced the violet flame to a larger community of devotees, aspirants on the path. We are so grateful of Saint Germain's communication with Guy Ballard in the 30s and through the IM activity. And through this activity, thousands, even millions, became familiar with the use of the violet flame. Even before that time, though, the saints and churches everywhere, when they would pray, would see the violet flame, even though they didn't understand quite what they were experiencing. in the Heart Center movement, we are so blessed to understand that there can even be at our disposal concentrated versions of the Mercy Flame. We have been introduced to the violet laser light. And most recently, we have been shown by El Moria a visualization that concentrates this mercy energy even more. We can now visualize intense pyramids of violet flame action that we may use to minister to life. And I draw your attention to chapter 22 in Advanced Studies of the Human Aura to read a very specific visualization El Moria shares with us. The middle figure. In one of the first depictions of the chart, there was no middle figure. It was the chart of the I Am activity. And the I Am activity concentrated so much on connecting people with their mighty I Am presence, that miracle presence that gave us, if we believed and we called upon it, everything we require and we desire. Through its alterations, that middle figure then was added by the Summit Lighthouse as the teacher, our inner teacher, the teacher, the guru of one or many of the ascended masters. I think again of Virginia's vision and looking at that middle figure and seeing teacher after teacher after teacher, Christ after Christ after Christ. And we know now the additional initiation of Buddha, Buddha after Buddha, there for us in our inner teacher. What a rich understanding of John 3:16. As a Christian, having grown up as a Christian, this was the key scripture that we were shown. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This scripture has been a conundrum for those who have reached beyond their conservative, more traditional background and have met so many other Christs and so many other Buddhas, in no way lessening the beauty of their love for Jesus and attempting to understand how this can all be accepted and realized without in some way diminishing the role of Jesus. It wasn't until I found the teachings of the Ascended Masters that all the pieces of that question were put together for me in a way that gave me great peace. And so we understand that that middle figure is the Christ of Jesus, is the Christ of each and every one of us. It is our inner teacher. And in our chart, we see that we are going now from a Christic initiation being raised up to understanding a Buddhic initiation. In El Moria's message on becoming the Word, in that same section I was sharing with you before, he expresses this so beautifully. One section of it says, I am that Word. Christ fulfills that word. Krishna lives that word. Buddha radiates that word. Mary sings that word. Saint Germain precipitates that word. In that word, all words that flow through your consciousness and that you either verbalize or allow to remain too sacred to utter are one with the one word. I remember as a Christian when I would say, Dear Lord, I'd meditate upon the word Lord, and I felt in my being it meant more than Jesus. Each one of us, in fact, is that inner teacher at times to others, hopefully all the time. And through the gift of discernment, the gift of tongues, we are able to speak words that become the word to the soul of that other one. And now we move to the top figure, our solar presence, our causal body, really any two-dimensional description doesn't do these concepts justice, and yet we are so grateful for this chart, for this understanding we can look at with our eyes and God can elaborate on in our souls. So we have chosen and been told to call our I Am Presence by yet another name. All names are wonderful and purposeful, and we can use them all. We also call it our solar presence in the heart center, our sun presence. And this truly does depict for us that the top figure is our sun. Well, it was really a bit of news for me that I had this connection to an individualized aspect of God, connected through that crystal cord. It was my personal star. A very interesting concept. And again, El Morya talks about this in a beautiful message called On the Radiance of Light, Who You Are. Again, in that same section of his featured heart streams where he gives key teachings. As I've meditated on my individualized God presence, I saw it as a facet of the omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing God as a diamond. God is a diamond, and my individual solar presence is a facet of that diamond. I've also thought of it as a computer. God is the cosmic computer, and my individualized solar presence is my PC. If you think about it, our PCs or our Macs, our iPads, our smartphones connect us to everything in cyberspace. And this is true of our own solar presence, our own I Am presence. God is the ocean. My I Am presence is a magnificent drop in that ocean. And we could go on and on with different metaphors regarding how we can have an individualized presence. And as we meditate on this chart, I know more will come to us. And this is good because as we share with others, we can find that metaphor that resonates with the heart of our brother or our sister on the path. Around our I Am presence, our solar presence, is what we call the causal body. And it, to me, is the aura of our solar presence, our star presence. In our brief description of the chart, there is one phrase that is so beautiful, a direct quote from a master who was sharing through David. The causal body being a glorious rainbow-colored spheres composed of primordial substance commingled with virtuous momentums of energy accrued over many lifetimes. Glorious rainbow-colored spheres. And as we learned more about the chart, as I did, it was made very clear to me we weren't looking at rings, but sphere within sphere within sphere within sphere. Spheres of light virtue, just like the rays are virtues. These spheres are vibrating virtues of God in their various color hues. And we know that there are seven major rays, spheres, virtues, and five crystal rays emanating at even higher dimensions. And we've learned more about those crystal rays in the heart center. They kind of do the detail work. They're, again, in some sense, more of a concentrated form of virtue, perhaps. They augment the light action of the seven rays, we've been told. There's so much going on, and more than we even know at this moment. And, of course, There is a threefold flame within our hearts, a teaching of its own, our tube of light, where we're protected as we move around the day, as long as we keep our harmony and peace. That wonderful tie to our teacher, to our presence, the crystal cord. And it's emphasized again that that light, that crystal cord, is the descent of the Holy Spirit, as we see the dove painted there between our I Am presence and our inner teacher. Comparing the charts that have come before, and having a conversation a few years ago with Tom Miller, who was commissioned to paint our chart in the Heart Center, it is a depiction that is quite revolutionary. In our chart, Tom was asked to paint different scenes of nature. You notice on the left this beautiful tropical seashore, and on the right, beautiful mountains. Close to the bottom right, a meadow of wildflowers accompanied by their own little caretakers. If you look very closely, there's a little female gnome and a masculine gnome right there in the middle of the beautiful flowers. We have the God Star Sirius over to the right. Again, you have to look closely. And Tom said what was asked was to depict fire, air, water, and earth, our honoring of elemental life. Notice the rainbow of promise. So we have such a beautiful chart. One of the things that I didn't notice at first was that there was less space between our solar presence and our inner teacher, and our inner teacher and us. So we are making progress. At least God is holding this vision for us. We are becoming more one with these three aspects of who we are. We are a package deal, becoming one. Very exciting concept. So as we meditate on our chart, we can see where it leads us in the years ahead. And I wanted to close with a passage from On Becoming the Word by El Morya. Yes, becoming that word is the greatest need of the hour for heart friends, for servitors of light and those who would partner with me to fulfill God's will, wisdom, and love today. I am El Morya. I practice the presence through the word who I am, and I invite you to practice also, blessed ones. And he says in On the Radiance of Light, Who You Are, his other message, where you walk, the star of your own divinity may shine always, blessed hearts, if you will it so by your conscious choice to be that light. Nothing of darkness can assail you when you are vibrating in synchronicity with your sun source. Nothing of the human condition manifesting upon earth can keep you from all that you came to fulfill when you live within the space of love, that your presence shines all around you every moment. Thank you very much.